This morning we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 15, entitled The Pandavas Retire Timely, text number 36. Yata Mukundo Bhagavan Imam Mahim.
Yata Mukundo Bhagavan Imam Mahim.
Jahoshvatanva Shravaniya Satkata. Tadhar eva prati buddha chetasam.
Tadhar eva prati buddha chetasam.
Abhadra hetu kalir anvavartata.
Abhadra hetu kalir anvavartata.
Translation: when the personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, left this earthly planet in his self-same form, from that very day Kali, who had already partially appeared, became manifest to create inauspicious conditions for those who are endowed with a poor fund of knowledge.
译文： 当性格神兽主 Krishna 以他同一的形体离开这地球， 已经部分展示了的卡利， 就从主离开地球这一天开始， 充分地展示出来， 对地球上那些知识贫乏的人 制造了许多不吉利的情况。
Purport: the influence of Kali can be enforced only upon those who are not fully developed in God consciousness.
要指只有那些未对神充分发展知觉的人，卡利才能对他们强加影响。One
can neutralize the effects of Kali by keeping oneself under the supreme care of the personality of Godhead.
保持自己在性格神守充分的至尊的照顾之下，便可中和卡利的种种效力。The
age of Kali ensued just after the battle of Kurukshetra, but it could not exert its influence because of the presence of the Lord.
卡利年代的到来是在库如之野战争之后，不过因为有神的临在，他便不能施展他的影响。The
Lord, however, left this earthly planet in his own transcendental body, and as soon as he left, the symptoms of Kali Yuga, as were envisioned by Maharaj Yudhishthir prior to Arjuna's arrival from Dwarka, began to manifest, and Maharaj Yudhishthir rightly conjectured on the departure of the Lord from the earth.
无论如何，主在他自己的超然躯体离开了这个称为地球的星宿。 当他离开的时候，卡利年代的种种真相，就如同Yudhishthira大君在Arjuna回到Dwaraka以前所看到的，已经开始展示出来。主离开地球之际，Yudhishthira大君也正确地猜到了。As
we've already explained, the Lord left our sight. Just as when the sun sets, it is out of our sight.
如同我们所已经解释过的，主离开我们的视线，就像太阳离开了我们的视线一样。Translation:
when the personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, left this earthly planet in his self-same form, from that very day, Kali, who had already partially appeared, became fully manifest to create inauspicious conditions for those who were endowed with a poor fund of knowledge.
译文：当性格神守主 Krishna 以他同一的形体离开这地球，已经部分展示了的卡利，就从主离开地球这一天开始，充分地展示出来，对地球上那些知识贫乏的人制造了许多不吉利的情况。So
in this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, we hear of the terrible age of Kali.
所以这个博迦版的诗节，他讲到了卡利。
The fourth of four ages which the material cosmos goes through.
这是第四个年代，就是一个非常物质化的年代。
Unfortunately, we find ourselves living in this present age.
非常不幸的，我们发现我们自己就生活在这个年代。
And more detail is given of the anomalies of this age in the 12th canto of this work, Srimad Bhagavatam.
所以更多的关于卡利年代的介绍，在博迦瓦坛的这一章的这篇的第二十四个章节里给出了描述。Unfortunately,
the predictions are not very good.
非常不幸的，这些预言都不是很吉利的。It
is stated, Tanush Chanu Dinam Dharma, that religion, truthfulness,
所以这个年代宗教和真诚。
Cleanliness, tolerance.
容忍和清洁和容忍。
Mercy.
仁慈。
Duration of life.
生命的长度。
Physical strength.
躯体的这种力量。
And memory.
还有记忆。
They'll diminish, stated day by day.
都会一天一天的减弱。
Because of the powerful influence of Kali.
由于卡利的这种强有力的影响。
So we should take these predictions seriously.
所以我们应该对这个预言做一个非常认真的思考。
One time a disciple said to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, I'm so attached to distributing your books that I am prepared to come back and do it birth after birth.
所以有一次一个门徒对帕帕说，帕帕，我是这么的依附传派书，我可能会一世复一世的回来做这项服务。
Of course, that is a nice sentiment, a haitukya patiyata, unmotivated, uninterrupted devotional service.
所以当然这是一个很好的心态，这种没有任何目动机的这种奉献服务。
But in that particular instance, Srila Prabhupada frowned and he said, no, don't come back. This Kali Yuga is only going to get worse.
但是 Prabhupada 最终告诉他说，不要再回来，这个卡利年代会越来越糟糕。
Better to finish up in this one lifetime and go back home, back to Godhead.
最好在这一生中就结束，然后回归神手。
And by the causeless mercy of the spiritual master and Lord Chaitanya, that is possible.
而且由于灵性导师和主 Chaitanya 的仁慈，这是很有可能的。
Particularly for the devotees of Lord Chaitanya.
尤其是主 Chaitanya 的奉献者。
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlabha. After many, many births, one who is in full knowledge of me surrenders.
Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》里面说，在很多很多生世之后，那些真正展示了知识人，他会向我皈依。
But as we've heard many times, Lord Chaitanya, who is Krishna himself, is even more merciful than Krishna.
但是同时我们也听说了，就是主 Chaitanya 他实际上是跟 Krishna 没有区别，但是他是更仁慈的。
And if one is very, very serious about Krishna consciousness, it is possible to.Finish up this business quickly.
如果一个人他是真正的非常认真的来对待 Krishna 知觉，他会在这一生中结束他所有的工作。
In a lecture in the early 1930s, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that he saw no reason why all of his disciples could not go back to Godhead in one lifetime.
所以在
Bhaktisiddhanta
Saraswati 他讲到了为什么会在这一生我们就可以回归神手。
But one has to be very serious.
但是一个人必须非常认真。
Serious means we have to be very strict in our observance of the rules and regulations, and in particular the chanting of Hare Krishna.
非常认真就意味着我们要非常严格的遵循规范原则，并且非常认真的来念诵 Hare Krishna.
And to the best of our ability, we have to help our spiritual master and Lord Chaitanya spread this movement.
而且我们要尽自己最大的能量来帮助灵性导师和主 Chaitanya 来传播这项运动。
Because if we do come back, if we have to take birth again, we should know it's going to be worse than it is now, and already it's bad enough.
如果我们必须要再次投生、再次回来的话，那个时候。我们不知道情况会怎么样，肯定应该是会更糟糕的。
There's so many predictions.
因为有这么多的预言。
They will come true because it's Shastra.
它一定会实现的，因为这是经典。
It's not like Nostradamus, who's, you know, I don't know. Of course, his predictions were quite subtle, but some are taking place, some are not. No, this is Shastra, Purusheya. It's perfect because it's not created by some mundane being. So whatever is there is.Going to happen.
因为这是经典，所以他无论他所预言的什么都一定会发生，不是像一些我们现在这些有可能有些会发生，有可能不会发生。
Shaka mulam shudra pala pushpani bhojana described in 12th canto that harassed by famine.
所以第十二篇里边讲到会有饥荒
and excessive taxes.Too much tax.
会很重的税力。
the mass of people will resort to eating leaves.
所以人们他会不得不去吃树叶。
Roots.
树根。
Flesh.
这种肉。
Fruits and flowers.
树花和果实。
Struck down by drought, which means no water, they will eventually become completely ruined.
而且这时候会没有水，所以到那个时候，人整个是非常糟糕的一个状况。
Right now we complain when the prasadam is not, you know, perfect.
所以我们现在还在抱怨 prasadam 不是那么完美。
It's a little uncooked, a little too cooked, a little bit spice here off of that, but these predictions are that in the, as Kali Yuga advances, you're going to be eating leaves.
所以我们还在抱怨这个 prasadam 冷了，这个香料多了，香料少了，但是看这个预言的话，我们以后不得不去吃树叶。
So if for that reason only, there won't be excellent prasad, then we should get out of here.
Sorry.
No, that's all right. But perhaps the worst prophecies of Kali Yuga is that in the future, there won't be any devotees.
但是最糟糕的一个预言就是说在将来将会没有奉献者。
Actually, as members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, we're often...preaching, so we voluntarily put ourselves in austere conditions, but we can tolerate it because we have the association of other devotees.
像我们 Krishna 知觉的这些奉献者，我们在努力的传教，我们把自己置于一种非常苦行的这样一个状态，但是我们可以忍受这一切，因为这有奉献者。
One time, Prabhupada Vishnu Swami wrote a letter to Prabhupada describing the conditions of Sankirtan in England.
所以有一次，一个门徒给帕帕写信，他在抱怨一些在英国的一些 Sankirtan 的情况。
帕帕 wrote back, he said, I can understand sometimes there's not enough food.
所以帕帕说，我可以理解，有的时候可能你们没有食物。
It's very, traveling is very difficult.
旅行是非常。
Sleeping arrangements are not so good.
是非常不方便的，可能不能很好的休息。
But because it's Sankirtan, he said, you are taking it just like child's play.
但是因为这是 Sankirtan, 所以我们就应该把它当作一个孩子的游戏。
Because we're preaching together as devotees in Krishna, we can tolerate anything because we have each other.
因为我们是 Krishna 的奉献者，我们在一起传教，所以我们可以忍受所有的情况，因为我们大家在一起。
But take the formula of devotees association out of our service, it would be very difficult.
但是如果没有奉献者的联谊，我们来做奉献服务是非常不容易的。
Eventually, as Kali Yuga advances, things will get worse, but the worst thing is, eventually there'll be no devotees.
所以卡利年代会越来越糟糕，但最糟糕的一个情况是将会没有奉献者。
Even now, Kalo Sutta Sambhavan, in this, it's described, Kalo Sutta Sambhavan, that in the age of Kali, everyone's born Sudra.
所以即使是现在，那个经典中说了，每个人都是生，出生就是 Sudra 的品性。
And Varaha Purana.
It
said, Rakshasha Kalim Ashritya Jayate Brahma Yonishu. Yonishu means the womb. In the age of Kali, demons take advantage to appear in Brahminical families.
所以在这个卡利年代，恶魔他们会有这个便利的条件，出生在一些很好的家庭里边。
So, Kalo Sudra Sambhavan, everyone eventually will be Sudra, and those who are posing as Brahmins,They may very well be demons.
所以每个人生来就是苏扎的品性，而且那些出生在 Brahma 家庭里的人，他们可能是恶魔。实际上
，So we can tolerate anything on behalf of the Lord except not to have association with His representatives, His devotees.
所以我们可以忍受，为了 Krishna 的服务，我们可以忍受一切，但唯一不能忍受的就是没有他的这些代表的这些奉献者的联谊。
There's even devotees preaching in hell.
甚至有奉献者在地狱里边传教。
How is it possible?
怎么可能呢？
Because they must have association of other Vaishnavas, so for them it's like child's play.
所以他们一定也是有 Vaishnava 的联谊，所以对他们来说就像小孩子做游戏一样。
Because in the association of devotees, we're always reminded about the name, fame, form, paraphernalia, and pastimes of the Supreme Lord.
因为跟奉献者的联谊总是能提醒我们主的圣名他的形态他的工具他的 逍遥时光。
And wherever you're immersed in those things, you're actually in Vaikuntha, you're actually in Golok.
所以当我们有这些东西的时候，我们实际上就是在 Vaikuntha, 在 Goloka Vrindavan.
So,there'll be fewer and fewer Vaishnavas. At the end, there'll only be the demoniac, and Kalki will come with his sword.
所以将会有越来越少的奉献者，那最终的话将就只剩下恶魔。
So it's not a good age to be born in, but as Prabhupada said one time, we have to make the best use of a bad bargain. That's going to be tough, huh? We have to make the best use of things.
所以虽然非常不幸的我们在这个卡利年代，但是 Prabhupada 有一次说了，我们要很好的利用所有的我们能利用的条件。
And as bad as the situation is,like everything else in Krishna consciousness, there's always a solution to the problem.
所以而且我们像我们所有人在 Krishna 之夜中，我们知道这里只有一个结论。
Prabhupada points out the anomalies or the bad things of the sage, and in the next sentence he gives the positive alternative.
所以 Prabhupada 他也经常说到一个不好的情况，但是在下一句话里他就可以给一个转机。
This is the devotee. The sadhu means one who cuts. He cuts our material attachments by revealing the futility of material existence, and then he gives us a solution to the problem.
所以这就是一个圣人，他会砍掉物质的依附，而且他会根据这个情况给出一个结论，解决这个问题。
You don't necessarily need Bhagavatam to understand the evils of this age. You can just pick up one mundane newspaper, and it's full of.
其实我们并不需要
description of Kali Yuga.
依靠经典来理解这个卡利年代的真实情况，我们只是拿起一张报纸就可以看到这个卡利年代到底是怎样进行的。
But is there any solution to the problem given in the newspaper?
但是报纸里面能够给出任何的结论吗？
No.
没有。
Just like Jean-Paul Sartre, he was a French philosopher. He was very expert at analyzing this material world.
就像有这么一个哲学家，他是非常精通于分析这个物质世界。
He was a French philosopher, and if you read his books, it's almost like, in one sense, reading the Vedas. He could analyze all the problems of life very well.
这是一个法国的哲学家。如果你读他的书的话，我们可以发现他是这么精通，他可以把这个。就像甚至像韦达金一样，他可以把问题分析得这么透彻。
His books read like a summary of Gita. Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. This is a very temporary place full of suffering. Oh, okay.
他的书读起来感觉就像在读《博伽梵歌》一样，这是很短暂的一个世界，充满了痛苦。
He really took apart the material energy piece by piece and analyzed it.
所以他真的是在一片一片的拆透这个物质世界，并且在很
分析它。Adiatmic, adibhautic, adidaivic, all the problems that come from the having a body and a mind, a material mind.
所以所有的问题都是由于这个有这个物质躯体和这些心意所产生的。
But that's as far as he went. He didn't give any solution to the problem. He just.
但是他并没有给出任何的结论。
So in the end, he committed suicide.
所以这个结果就是说，那他自杀了。
That was his philosophy.
其实他是一个哲学家。
So we also, so much of Prabhupada's purports are just analyzing this material world to convince us to let go and grab hold of the lotus feet of Krishna.
所以 Prabhupada 这么多的要旨，他分析这个物质世界，但他给出了结论，我们要抓紧啊 Krishna 的莲花足。
Like Jesus said, you can't worship mammon, you can't worship matter,and God simultaneously.
所以像耶稣基督他说，你可以同时的崇拜物质和神同。
Or like Prabhupada said, you know, sense gratification and devotional service go ill together. That's the actual quote. They don't go well together. Trying to enjoy sense gratification and Krishna consciousness at the same time, that formula doesn't work.
所以 Prabhupada 他说。如果我们还是想要物质的感官享乐和我们想要 Krishna 知觉，这是不可能的，这两者是不可能同时进行的。
So the duty of the spiritual master is to convince the disciple to give up the materialistic life.
所以一个灵性导师的职责就是要说服门徒来放弃物质的感官享乐。
And take full shelter of Krishna.
而且脱避于主的莲花足。
So there's so many examples, so many angles of vision to convince the student to give up.
所以有这么多不同的观点不同的角度来、啊、说服学生去放弃
One time one of the students of Buddha she was a woman she came to Buddha was crying
有一次有一个、佛教徒他来了之后他就哭
She said, my lord, my infant child has just died
他就哭就说我的这个刚出生的一个婴儿他就去世
Why has this happened to me?
就死了为什么这个会发生在我身上
So the Buddha, to teach her a lesson, he told her to go door to door and beg
所以这个佛陀就告诉他你去挨家挨户的乞讨
He said, you go door to door and you beg rice from every house
所以说你去挨家挨户的去讨一些米
But only you can take rice only from the house in which no one has died.
所以，但是你只能去吃那个那家的米，那家人他从来没有人死过。
You have to inquire first. Anyone has died in your family?
所以你必须先去问你家有人死过。
And if they say no, then you can take some rice.
如果这个人说没有，那你就可以吃这个米。
So at the end of the evening, she came back empty-handed.
所以她晚上回来两手空空。
So Buddha said, "Why have you come back empty-handed?"
佛陀就问她为什么你空着手回来。
Well, the first house, I asked if anyone had died, and the mother had died.
所以第一家我问她说妈妈死了。
And the next house, the father had died.
第二家孩爸爸死了。
And next house, one of the daughters had died.
然后第三个说孩子死。
Next house, one of the brothers had died.
下面一个说兄弟死。
Next house, one of the cousins had died.
下面一个说表兄弟死。
Nephew, then grandpa, the whole village.
整个村庄我都走遍了。
So Buddha said, so you're not special. You came to me saying, you know, why has your child died? Death is all pervading in this world.
所以佛陀就告诉他说，这不是一个特别的情况，你的孩子死了，但是
take it as a lesson to become detached，
把它作为一个教训来变得气绝。
So that is half of our study。
这就是我们必须要去学习的。
Adosha tatha sadhu sangha tabajana kriya anarthi nivritti siyat to come to the stage of purifying the heart of all material attachments, and we have a purified heart.Then bhakti begins. Then devotional service begins.
所以首先我们要内心变得清洁，变得没有任何物质的污染。这样的话，我们奉爱才能开始。
Actually, Prabhupada, I heard one tape recently. Prabhupada said, "Real bhakti begins when one is freed from sex desire."
所以 Prabhupada 在有一次讲课中说，真正的奉爱是从一个人完全免除了。色欲开始的。
Unfortunately, as much as these things cause us problems, we don't let go, we hold on.
但是非常不幸的，我们还是紧紧地抓住这些东西。
So the duty of Guru, Shastra, and Sadhu is to convince us in so many ways to let go so that we can actually take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord.
所以一个圣人的职责，他就是用不同的方式来说服这个门徒，然后我们能够放弃这些污染的东西。
So fortunately, unlike the followers of Jean-Paul Sartre, and he still has followers in France, people still read him and follow him. We have the alternative. We don't have to kill ourselves in frustration. We have an alternative to all these problems.
所以那些刚才说的那个哲学家，他至今还有在法国，还有一些追随者。他们就是说我们有一个新的结论我们不必要 去自杀我们有一个另外的方法
After hearing of some of the difficulties of Kali Yuga Prabhupada says very quickly one can neutralize the effects of Kali by taking shelter of the Lord
所以 Prabhupada 说通过、阅读《薄伽梵歌》里面了解了卡利年代这些不幸我们有一个结论就是说皈依脱僻于主的莲花族
Actually no matter how difficult the situation isIf one is learned, he can find some shelter from that problem.
所以不论一个多么糟糕的情况，如果我们从中学习的话，我们就可以找到一些结论。
The other day I was reading on the website about tornadoes. And tornadoes, in America we have tornadoes, and they're these like whirlwinds, very powerful. And they come through particularly the middle portion of America, and they destroy everything in its path. Everything, the houses, the cars, the telephone poles, everything is just destroyed.
所以在网络上 Maharaj 读到一个关于美国的那个龙卷风，它是一般是从美国中部开始，它所经过的一切地方，它会摧毁一切，不管是车、房子，所有的这些设施都会毁。
I was wondering, how does anyone survive a tornado? Where do you take shelter in a tornado?
所以我们就在想，这个人到底怎么能够从这样一个龙卷风这么一个糟糕的情况中能够生还呢？
And it showed a picture of a tornado that came through a particular town in the Midwest in America. There was nothing left.But the article said everyone survived. I mean, how did they survive?
那上面有照片，就是是美国中部的一个地方，它所经过的地方，整个村庄全部毁掉。但是上面说人都是没有受到伤害。
And then the author of the article, he said people survived because they knew where to take shelter.
所以那个作者文章的作者就说，人们生还，因为他们知道到哪儿去。
What they did is they took shelter in the cellars, the underground cellars of their houses.
所以他们在那个屋子的地下室，躲在地下室里面。
When I was a child, we were all afraid the Russians were coming.
所以当严主任小的时候，他说害怕俄国人会过来。
They were going to bomb America with the nuclear bomb, so it was very popular in the 1950s to build bomb shelters.
所以在1950年的时候，因为他们担心俄国人会用原子弹来袭击美国，所以他们就建筑了很多防御工事。
If the Russians bombed us in America, we would go into the bomb shelters. We'd have all our food there, and we.
所以如果俄国人来进攻的话，他们就会躲到这防御工事里去，那边有食物可以生还。
No matter how difficult it is, if you have knowledge, then you can.Take shelter.
所以不论这个情况有多么糟糕，但如果我们有知识的话，我们就可以能够找到一个躲避的地方。
Once Prabhupada was walking on the beach with his disciples in India in Bombay.
所以有一次在印度孟买 ，Prabhupada 和他的门徒在海边散步。
And there were some crabs on the beach.
所以有些螃蟹在海滩上。
And as the devotees approached, all the crabs, because crabs they don't go front or back, they always go sideways. So all the crabs.Disappeared into the ocean.
所以当奉献者走过的时候，这些所有的螃蟹，它都退回到海里去了。
And Prabhupada said, "Why did they do that?"
Prabhupada 就问为什么他们这么做。
So he was walking with the scientist disciples, like Bhaktisroop Damodar Maharaj.
所以当时他在跟这些科学家奉献者一起散步。
Forget the names of others. And so they said, "Well, Prabhupada, the movement of our feet on the ground sent vibrations through the sand, and it."You know, it stimulated the C fibers in the brain and gave a warning to the.
所以这个门徒就解释了，我们走过去，这个声波传过去，然后走进入他们的这个神经系统，他们受到警告，然后他们就退回去。啪啪说不是这样的。
I said no. He said that they saw that danger was coming, and although they're very small, he said that they knew the ocean is very great.So they would be protected in the ocean.
所以爸爸说不是这样的，其实是什么？他们看到有危险过来，但是他们知道，虽然他们很小，但这个海洋是非常安全的地方。所以如果到海里，他们就有一个避难所。
He said in the same way, we are very small, and there's so many dangers in this world. He said, but we can take shelter in Krishna, who's the supreme great.
所以同样的我们也是这样，我们非常的渺小，而且这个世界充满了危险，但如果我们脱离于 Krishna， 我们就是安全的。
Pahi Pahi Mahayogin Deva Deva Jagatpate Nanyam Twada Bhayam Pasye Yatta Mrityu Parashparam A famous verse by Uttara
所以这是 Uddhava 的一个非常著名的诗节。
O Lord of Lords, Lord of the Universe
所有神中的神呀，神宇宙之神。
You are the greatest of all mystics.
你是一切玄秘力量的主人。
Please protect me.
请保护我。
For there's no one else who can save me from the clutches of death in this world of duality.
因为在这个充满了二元性的物质世界中，没有人可以保护我免于死亡的威胁。
Rakhi Krishna Mari Ke Mari Krishna Rakhi Ke. If Krishna wants to protect a person, who can kill him?
所以 Krishna.可以保护一个人，也可以杀死一个人。
And if Krishna desires to kill someone, who can protect him?
如果 Krishna 要杀死他，谁能保护他？
One time, Parvati was sitting on the lap of her husband, Shiva, in the higher planetary systems.
有一次，Parvati 坐在她的丈夫，主希瓦的，大腿上。
And they were actually watching the battle, at Lanka as, Ramachandra was fighting with Ravana.
实际上，他们当时在观看在 Lanka 的 Rava 和Ramana 和 Rama 和 Ravana 之间的战争。
Prabhupada describes this in the teachings of Queen Kunti.
所以 Prabhupada 在昆蒂皇后的教导中解释。
And it was towards the end of the battle, and Ramachandra, as you'll see in a few days, Ramachandra had taken his arrow and he placed it in his bow and he was just about to shoot Ravana for the final time.
所以他们当时在观看这场战争，当时Ramachandra 他把已经箭在弓上，他准备射向 Ravana。
So, Ravana of course is a great devotee of Shiva.
Ravana 他当时他是 Shiva 的一个非常伟大的奉献者。
Sometimes Shiva is obliged to give shelter to those people in the mode of ignorance.
所以有的时候 Shiva 他就像是瞎了一样，他给了那些恶魔保护。
They get boons from him.
他给他们一些祝福。
So Ravana was a very pukka devotee of Lord Shiva.
所以Ravana 是 Shiva 的一个非常
忠实的奉献者。He would do his Shiva puja.
他做 Shiva 的崇拜。
And this way he was very often protected by Lord Shiva.
所以他经常是被主 Shiva 所保护。
So Parvati turned to Shiva and she said, Prabhu, just see, your bhakta, your devotee is about to be killed by Ramchandra. You should save him.
所以 Parvati 就对主希瓦说：“主啊，你看看你这个这么纯粹的奉献者，他就要被 Rama 杀死了，你要去保护他。”
So Shiva said, "Rakhi Krishna Marike, Mari Krishna Rakhi Ke." If Krishna wants to protect a person, who can kill him? If Krishna wants to kill him, who can protect him? He's the Supreme Lord.
所以主希瓦就说：“如果 Krishna 想杀死一个人，谁能保护他？如果 Krishna 想保护一个人，谁能杀死他？他是至尊主。”
This is very instructive to those who think that Shiva is supreme.
所以这对那些认为 Shiva 是至尊的人是非常有教育意义的。
Sometimes people think that Shiva, because he's so powerful, exceptional personality, he's in his own tattva. He has his followers who think there's a Shiva Purana. They say that Shiva's, well, here we see Shiva saying if the Supreme Lord wants to protect someone, who can kill him? If he wants to kill him,Who can protect them?
所以很多人认为是希瓦是非常有力量，认为希瓦是至尊，这甚至还有那个希瓦的 prana。但是我们这里看到希瓦说了，如果 Krishna 想杀死一个人，没有人能够保护他；如果 Krishna 想保护一个人，没有人能够杀死他。
So this is the mercy of the Lord that those who surrender Him, they receive some protection even in this world of birth and death.
所以这是主的一个特别的仁慈，对那些归于他的人，即使是在这个生死轮回的物质世界，他也会得到保护。
So that they can continue peacefully with their devotional service.
所以这样的话，我们就可以平和地继续我们的奉献服务。
Of course, realistically, all of us are subjected to birth, disease, old age, and death.
当然，所以我们还仍然的受生老病死的影响。
And when these things befall us, we shouldn't lose faith. Oh, in class we heard the Lord protects us, but I'm having. We shouldn't think like that.
所以，如果这些事情发生的时候，我们应该保持我们的信心，不能想着啊，我为什么没有受到保护
？Actually, the real prayer of the devotee is not necessarily to protect the physical being, but to protect us from the influence of the illusory energy.So we never forget the lotus feet of the Lord. That's the real protection.
所以一个真正的奉献者的祷文，它是不是要免于疾病的影响，是要免于这种虚幻能量的影响，能够永远记住主，这是一个真正的保护。
This was the mood of the great devotee, the great Mahajan Prahlad Maharaj.
这就是一个伟大的奉献者 Prahlad Maharaj 他的心态。
After his father was.Killed after Hiranyakashipu was killed, Nrisimhadeva asked Prahlad, "Do you want some benediction?"
So, when Hiranyakashipu was killed, Lord Nrisimha asked him, "Do you want some benediction?"
So, a discussion ensues between Prahlad and Lord
Nrisimhadeva.
Which you could say was that seventh canto was Prabhupada's favorite section of the Bhagavatam for lecturing from because there's so many.Pertinent instructions for aspiring devotees.
所以这第七篇实际上是 Prabhupada 特别钟爱的一个篇，所以因为它有这么多，实际上是对非常有启发性的这种训示。
Folio search, you'll see that the majority of Prabhupada's lectures comparatively come from seventh canto of the Bhagavatam.
所以如果我们看这个第七篇的话，实际上是帕帕他有非常多的这种解释在里面。
So there, Prahlad, he says to Lord Nrisingadeva, "I'm not afraid of your ferocious features."
所以Prahlad 就说，我不害怕你这么一个非常恐惧的形态。
Your angry eyes.
你愤怒的眼睛。
Your pointed ears.
你这个尖尖的耳朵。
Your dueling tongue.
这个长长的舌头。
Your mane, which is soaked with the blood of my father.
然后你身上都是我父亲的血。
So I'm not afraid of these things.
我不害怕这一切。
What I am afraid of.
但是我所害怕的是。
Coming under the influence of this powerful material.
我所害怕的就是我会受这个物质能量的影响而忘记你的莲花族。
This is the only fear of a devotee. Devotee knows material energy is very powerful.
这就是奉献者唯一的恐惧，因为奉献者知道物质能量非常的强大。
Even great demigods like Brahma and Shiva and Indra, they sometimes fall under the influence of the material energy. What to speak of earthlings, puny little earthlings like us.
所以，即使是伟大的半神，像主 Brahma、主Indra, 他有的时候也会受物质能量的影响，更不要说在地球上出生的我们了。
And our whole life, our whole attempt in Krishna consciousness is to get some smaranam, some to be able to remember the Lord under any and all circumstances.
而且我们一生来从事 Krishna 之觉的活动的目标，就是要能够记住，在任何情况下都记住。
Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu smaranam. We're hankering for the smaranam to remember the Lord in love.
所以我们渴望能够记住主和他的爱。
You can only remember a person if you love them or you hate them.
如果我们只能记住一个人，当我们恨他或者爱他的时候。
So Kamsa remembered the Lord constantly because he hated Krishna.
所以 Kamsa 他能够记住 Krishna， 因为他恨 Krishna。
But we're trying to remember the Lord in the mood of loving devotion, and that comes in small increments, according to Brahma Samhita. There's a nice verse in Brahma Samhita that the devotee.In small increments, little tiny steps, it's not easy. So that which is gained after many lifetimes, we don't want to lose that. We don't want to lose that precious memory of the Lord, or remembrance of the Lord in devotion. We don't want to lose that. So we're praying, give us that protection. We won't forget your lotus feet.
所以对一个奉献者来说，我们希望每一步我们都能够记住 Krishna. 所以这是我们真正想要的，对 Krishna 的爱。所以这是奉献者的祷文，请让我永远记住 Krishna。
You can also pray for protection of the body if you're going to use that body from that point on for the service of Krishna. That's not selfish. That's for the Lord's pleasure.
只有当我们想把这个躯体用于做奉献服务的时候，我们才要祈祷对这个躯体的保护，因为这是无私的，这是为了主的奉献服务。
This is discussed in the eighth canto in the deliverance of Gajendra.
在第八篇里边，对Gajendra 的解脱里边有这样一个。
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his purports to the Bhagavatam, he says, he asks the question, is this right that a devotee like Gajendra is asking for some physical protection? Is this something selfish? What is this?
所以就有这样的一个问题，就是说像 Rajendra 这样，他祈祷对自己的一个保护，这样是正确的吗？
And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, no, if the devotee is asking for protection of his body so that his serviceto the Lord remains undisturbed, which means that Krishna is not disturbed. That type of prayer is pure bhakti.
所以他这个解释就是说，当一个奉献者他由于想继续从事奉献服务，所以他祈祷对这个躯体的保护的时候，这样的祷文，这样的祈祷是纯粹的祷文，这是一个充满奉爱的祷文。
And if that is our mood, then Lord will protect.
如果这是我们真正的心态，我们将会被保护。
Actually, Bhagavad Gita is full of verses where the Lord's promising to protect His.
实际上，博迦梵歌里面是充满了这样的主的一些承诺，要保护奉献者。
Kuntiya pati janahi name bhakta panashyati, O son of Kunti, declare it boldly, my devotee never perishes.
主Kunti, Kunti 之子呀，你勇敢的向宣布，我的奉献者从来不会被毁灭。
Mahatmanas tumam partha, daivim prakriti mashrita, O son of Pritha, those who are not deluded, the great souls, those who are not in Maya,
那些不在玛雅中的人
great souls,
那些伟大的灵魂
they are working under the protection of the divine energy.
那些在神圣能量的保护下工作的人
Anyway, there's so many verses like that.
所以有这么多的诗节都是
And there's many practical examples of in the Bhagavatam of devotees who took shelter of the Lord and were protected.
还有很多在《波迦瓦坛》里面的奉献者的例子，他们脱不于主，最后终得到保护。
So they could go on with their service, which gave great pleasure to Krishna.
之后呢，他们可以继续他们的奉献服务，那给主带来很大的快乐。
Maharaj Parikshit was protected in the womb.
所以 Parikshit Maharaj 他是在子宫里就受到保护。
Kunti, the Pandavas.
Kunti 皇后的
Pandavas
兄弟。Prahlad Maharaj.
But we should understand that protection also.Comes in proportion to surrender.
但是我们应该明白这个保护它最终是导向皈依的。
Like anything, protection or mercy or love.
不管是什么，是保护或者仁慈。
We're asking Krishna for all those things. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare.
We're very small, we're very tiny, we're begging the Lord for protection, we're begging Him for service, for mercy.Ultimately, we're begging him for love.
所以我们这么的渺小，我们向主祈祷保护，祈祷仁慈，最终我们祈祷爱。
We'd like to have all the, just like the great devotees have them, but we get those things only in relationship to how surrendered we are to Krishna.
所以这些伟大的奉献，他们有这些，我们也想要这些，但是这最终取决于我们，多少皈依于 Krishna.
We'd like to have.Lord Ram embraces, just like he did Hanuman.
所以我们也想要像主 Rama 拥抱 Hanuman 那样的拥抱。
We'd like the Lord Nrisimhadev to appear, just like he protected Prahlad Maharaj.
我们也希望主 Nrisimhadev 能够显现，就像他保护 Prahlad Maharaj 一样。
We'd like the affectionate glance of the Lord, just like he gives the Brajbasis in Vrindavan.
我们也希望他这种非常甜美的瞥视，就像他瞥视啊 Vrindavan 的居民一样。
But to get those things, we have to have the same bhakti as those devotees.
但是我们想要这些的话，我们必须有同样的奉爱。
Savai punsham pada dharmo yato bhaktiradoksaje ahaitaki apatiyata yayatna supersedati. That devotion has to be of a particular quality, unmotivated, uninterrupted. Then Krishna can reciprocate fully with the devotee.
所以我们的心态，我们的奉爱也应该是没有动机的，完全无私的。这样的话 ，Krishna 才会回报给我们全部的。
Just like one time Draupadi came to Krishna.
就像有一次 Draupadi 她来到 Krishna 面前。
After her painful experience of having been lost in the gambling match.
因为这个，潘达武兄弟他们在这种赌博中失败了，所以 Draupadi 遭受了很多痛苦。
Where she was humiliated afterwards by Dushyant, who tried to make her naked in front of so many men.
Dushyant, he wanted to make her naked in front of so many men.
So she had a question for Krishna. So she had a question for Krishna.
So she asked Krishna a question.
She said, Lord, why did it take you so long to come to my rescue?
She asked Krishna, why did it take you so long to come to my rescue? She asked Krishna, why did it take you so long to come to my
rescue? Krishna smiled. He said, well, first,
you
took shelter of.Arjuna and Bhima.
你最开始你想脱皮于 Arjuna 和 Bhima.
You said to them, "Can't you see what is happening to your chaste wife?"
你问他们，你难道看不见什么正在发生啊？对你的
Dushyant is violating, my chastity right before your eyes.
Dushyant, 他正在你们的眼前这个事情对我。
So at that time, I thought, well, I'm not really needed.
Krishna thinking,
I'm not really needed.
那我想我在那个时候你并不需要。
You didn't call for me.
你并没有我。
But of course, in certain senses, Arjuna Bhim didn't do anything. So then Draupadi.
所以但是那个时候 Arjuna 和 Bhima 并不能做任何事情，所以。
Krishna said, then you took shelter of Drona, the teacher of the Kauravas and the Pandavas.
所以 Krishna 说之后你又去向 Pandava 的老师这个 Drona 去求救。
As you were being stripped naked.You said to Drona, Drona, you're a Brahmana. How can you tolerate this?
所以当你想要被剥光衣服的时候，你去问他啊，你是一个婆罗门，你怎么能够容忍这一切的发生？
You weren't calling me, so I thought I wasn't needed.
所以你没有叫我，我想我并不被需要。
Then you took shelter of Bhishma.
之后你去 求助于 Bhishma,
that powerful warrior and respected grandfather of the dynasty.
是这个这个家族的这种一个伟大的战士，他是啊他们的祖父。
He didn't help, so you went to Dhritarashtra and so many kings.
之后他并没有帮助你，你又去去求助于。
And then finally, you tried to protect yourself by holding on with two hands to your sari.
之后呢，你试图自己保护自己，你用两只手紧紧的抓住你的沙利。
And Krishna said, I was thinking that she thinks she's very strong, she can fight with Dushyanta.
Krishna 说，嗯，他想他自己很强，他可以自己保护自己。
Perhaps I should just go away.
所以我可能还是走开吧，不需要。
Then finally you let go of one of your hands and you raise your hands and you ask for help.
所以最终的你举起你的手，然后求助。
But I saw that you were still holding on to your sari, believing in your own strength.
所以，但是我看到你还是一只手在抓着你的沙粒，在试图自己保护自己。
Only when you let go and raise both of your hands and you called out, "Hey Govinda, Hey Krishna," did I come? Because I knew you wanted only me.
所以，只有当那个时候，当你完全的放开你的双手，然后举起你的双手呼唤 "Hey Govinda"， 那个时候，我知道你完全的向我皈依了。
So my point is that, full protection comes.When we fully surrender to Krishna.
所以这个要点就是我们只有完全皈依的时候 Krishna 才会给全部的保护。
And this whole verse is about the anomalies of Kali Yuga and how we can be protected from the influence by taking shelter of Krishna. So to the degree that you surrender, you'll be protected. That's the point.
所以这个世界的要旨也是这样，在这个卡利年代中我们如何能获救呢？只有当我们皈依于主的时候才能够会受到保护。
And once you get that protection, then what?
而且我们一定要得到这个保护。
Krishna is protecting his servants because they have very important responsibility.
而且 Krishna 由于他对他的这些仆人有非常非常一个重要的责任。
Just that the government spends millions and millions of dollars in supplying and giving good supplies to the boys who go to fight.On behalf of the country, they get the best weapons, they get the best clothes, because they're doing very responsible service.
所以就像一个政府，他花很多的钱来让这些男孩子去打仗，最好的武器，最好的装备，因为他们是在做一个非常重要的、非常重要的服务。
So if we receive some special protection, we receive some special mercy, we receive some special love, it's because Krishna is very kind and we have a very...important responsibility.
所以我们为什么祈祷这些保护仁慈或者爱？因为我们有重要的职责。
What is that?
这是什么呢？
That is to always share our good fortune with others.
这就是我们要分享我们这些幸运。
The Lord Himself comes to this material world not whimsically. He comes with a particular mission to deliver the conditioned souls, and those who help Him.They naturally receive some special facilities for that purpose.
所以主他甚至亲自到这个世界来执行他这些特殊的使命。所以对这些帮助他执行这些使命的人，他会给一些特殊的关照。
We have to always remember this is a missionary movement.
所以我们一定要总是记住这是一个传教的这一个运动。
The Lord comes, His representatives come.
所以我们主他降临他的。代表降临
for that purpose, and if we are
都是为了这个目的
fortunate enough to be assisting, we get some special mercy. We know that it's for that purpose as well.
所以我们因为我们在协助他们的工作，所以我们得到一些特殊的仁慈。我们也应该知道，这是正是由于我们的协助，所以才有这些仁慈。
So again, if we're very strict in our own practice of Krishna consciousness,
所以我们应该非常严格的来履行自己的。
Strictly following the rules and regulations, chanting Hare Krishna.
思想规范原则和唱诵 Krishna.
And according to our capacity, we're very active in helping our spiritual master and Lord Chaitanya preach Krishna consciousness. We can expect these things to appear within our lives as well: protection, mercy, and love.
所以，我们如果尽自己所能，根据自己所处的情况来协助。我们的灵性导师和主 Chaitanya 来执行这项使命的话，我们就可以期盼在我们的生命中会有这样的一些特殊的事情， 一些特殊的仁慈，一些特殊的保护，还有特殊的爱。
Devotees' hearts are very pure, so these anomalies, these evil things that happen in Kali Yuga, they're not meant to happen to devotees.
所以，因为一个奉献者的心他是这么的纯净，所以卡利年代的这些非常非常不幸的事情，它不会发生在奉献者身上。
Well, these dangers are meant for sinful people, their reactions to their sins, but the heart of a devotee is sinless, either because he's very pure or his heart has been cleansed by the process of Krishna consciousness.
所以这些卡利年代的影响是对那些罪恶的人将会发生的，因为一个奉献者的心是这么的纯净，一个奉献者的心是有被 Krishna 知觉的程序所净化的，所以这些事情不会在他们身上发生。
Just like a good citizen doesn't have to fear the government, but a thief, he's always in anxiety.
所以就像一个好的公民，他不用去担心政府，但是一个小偷的话，他就总是要提防。
So don't be in anxiety, don't be fearful.
所以不要焦虑，不要担心。
Just be a good devotee.
只是做一个好的奉献者。
Lord will protect you in your important services.
主会由于我们的重要的服务来保护我们。
Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki Shri Shri Gornitai ki Shri Prabhupada ki Gaur Premanandi ki